I'm Rick Henson with this news update for Thursday, June 13th on KJAN.com. A Pottawatomie County man was arrested Wednesday on an outstanding Audubon County warrant. According to the Audubon County Sheriff's Department, 25-year-old Zachary Allen White of Council Bluffs was arrested at the Pottawatomie County Jail and transported to the Audubon County Jail. White was charged with eluding and driving while barred. The charges stem from a pursuit by law enforcement in Audubon County on March the 20th. The pursuit continued through Cass County and ended in Pottawatomie County, where White was taken into custody. White was being held in the Audubon County Jail and is scheduled to appear before the magistrate today. A fire overnight about 5 miles west of Atlanta completely destroyed a home and its contents Wednesday, but no one was injured. Atlantic Fire Chief Mark McNeese said no one knew it happened until after sunrise.
Well, we were alerted this morning by our neighbor Dave Friend, and so was the owner Wayne Priester. He called us, fire and Wayne both noticed that the house had burnt. We have investigated along with Cass County Sheriff and the EMA, and I talked with the fire marshal's office. It's going to be listed as undetermined at the time. The owner was not home. Wayne was gone overnight. There's just nothing to go on right now since it's so far gone. They'll just remain listed as undetermined. There's possibilities, of course, of possible lightning, possible electric inside, but there's nothing to go on.
McNeese said later that Priester was renting the home. The call about the fire at 56575 Indian Creek Street came in at around 7:30 a.m. Wednesday. There were no injuries reported. The Cass County Board of Supervisors Wednesday morning approved increasing the fee for new or renewed licenses for concealed weapons permits. Sheriff Darby McLaren requested a $10 increase to help cover the cost of a laminating machine that will create a photo ID / permit, which will replace the current paper permit for concealed weapons licenses. McLaren said he based the increase on what other counties are charging for the similar service and that the service was based on demand.
Many requests for it, many complaints against it. The paper doesn't last, it doesn't, and more or less I was just waiting to make sure there was nothing changing in the laws in the last 4 years since the whole change started.
McLaren said the new permits can also be used as a second form of identification when it's required. The Cass County Emergency Management Agency will use the machine to create IDs for firefighters at no charge. Part of the cost for the lamination machine will be absorbed by the EMA. The other part will be paid for by the increased license fee. Currently, concealed license fees run $50, and the license is good for 5 years. With the increase, anyone renewing or wishing to receive a permit for such weapons will have to pay $60. And if your current permit is in need of replacement due to age or damage, you can get a laminated version for the $10 fee as well. In other business, the Cass County Board of Supervisors Wednesday approved a full-time appointment of Kathy Downey of Atlantic to the Veterans Affairs Commission, effective July the 1st. Her term would then expire in 3 years. Downey was serving in an interim capacity on the commission since Jerry Putnam resigned from the post in March of 2012. Iowa Senator Tom Harkin has announced that the Greenfield Municipal Airport will receive $171,000 from the U.S. Department of Transportation's Federal Aviation Administration to extend the airport's taxiway. Harkin is a member of the Appropriations Subcommittee that funds those initiatives. Arkansas's extending Greenfield Municipal Airport's taxiway to allow for aircraft turnaround is an important investment. The Greenfield Airport contributes more than $250,000 in goods and services to the surrounding community every year. In addition, Harkin says these funds will better equip the Greenfield Municipal Airport with the resources to continue to reach their goal of providing safe, accessible, and effective air travel in southwest Iowa, promoting economic development in Greenfield and the surrounding area. The Harlan Police Department reported yesterday that an Avoca man faces drug charges following a traffic stop that occurred on June the 5th. 44-year-old Stephen Andrew Weber was charged with possession of drug paraphernalia. Another person, 15-year-old Christina Lynn Hansen of Harlan, was arrested during the same traffic stop on a charge of driving while barred. The HPD said also that they took a report on June the 6th of a purse being taken from a car that was parked on Country Club Parkway. The incident remains under investigation. Officials say they've received many reports of that type of theft, and they remind people to take the keys from their vehicle and lock its doors when it's not in use. And the Harlan Police Department said Wednesday that a Harlan woman was cited for striking an unattended vehicle. A 1998 Chevrolet, driven by Christina Hoffman of Harlan, was traveling south on 9th Street on May the 30th when she noticed a truck owned by David Archibald of Harlan. Hoffman, however, failed to notice a trailer behind the truck and struck the trailer, forcing it forward where it collided with the truck. A wrecker had to be called in to lift Hoffman's car off the trailer. Damage from the incident amounted to $7,500. And finally, in area news, a Walnut High School and Iowa State University graduate has been named the city administrator for the city of Clinton in eastern Iowa. According to radio station KROS, Jessica Kinzer, who has served as the interim city administrator for the past 5 months, was officially given the job during a meeting Tuesday night of the Clinton City Council. Prior to serving as the interim administrator, Jessica was hired as the city's finance director. Kinzer served as the city manager for Griswold from February of 2010 through October of 2011 before accepting the finance director's job in Clinton. She was also a financial analyst for Ottawa County, Michigan, and served as a program assistant at ISU. Kinzer graduated from ISU with a master's degree in public administration in 2007, and she has a Bachelor of Science degree in both political science and English. She said that she's honored and humbled to be selected as the city administrator for the city of Clinton and would like to thank the mayor and city council for the opportunity to serve. Jessica said she's worked for the city for a year and a half and has seen how quickly things change and opportunities arise, and she's excited for the known and unknown that lies ahead. That is a check of the latest area news. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.